Weekend boaties are under scrutiny in a bid to find out just how much they are to blame for overfishing and what can be done about it. While there are strict rules for managing commercial fisheries, there's little information about the impact of those who fish for fun. An academic who specialises in the subject, Randall Bess, is now touring the country gathering views from local fishers and was recently in Nelson. Here's Tracy Neal.
Jeff Rowling of Motueka remembers a time when he could take his boat out into Tasman Bay and guarantee a catch for dinner.
I fished when I was a kid and fishing was pretty good, and then I had a period where I didn't fish much for a few years. When I went back fishing in the early to mid-1990s, it took me 2 years to catch my first snapper, and I just couldn't believe how bad things had got. So.
He says while snapper stocks are recovering, they won't last without protection. Mr. Rowling is among a growing number calling for the formation of one organisation to work with the government on setting terms for the recreational fishing sector. He's a past president of the Recreational Fishing Council, who now heads a group promoting management of the recreational fishery. Mr. Rowling says it's time to end the long history of conflict between representative groups.
I just think that we have spent the last 25 years arguing about trying to change legislation that's not going to change. And it's time that we worked out how the fishing public of New Zealand fit into fisheries management in today's world.
The subject is now the focus for fisheries academic Randall Bess, who is researching for the National Policy Advisory think tank, the New Zealand Initiative. He says it's clear there is concern about decreasing fish stocks. A former deep-sea commercial fisherman, Michael Connolly of Nelson, says it's not hard to see the problem is linked to the huge increase in ownership of leisure boats and technology that makes fishing easier.
You know, you can go down 50 kilometres off the west coast and run into tinnies out there catching bluefin tuna amongst all other things.
Dr. Bess says the focus of the public meetings is a set of recommendations that came out of a preliminary report on recreational fishing. The key one, he says, is the need for a commitment to managing a shared fishery.
It's pretty obvious to people that historically the government's attention for managing fisheries has been out in the mid and deep water fisheries that have nothing really to do with the recreational fishers. We're getting more and more of the conflicts between fishing sectors and the insurer space, and that's where we really need the commitment to improve things.
Dr. Bess has used successful overseas examples as benchmarks for change in New Zealand. Mr. Connolly, who is also Commodore of the Polaris Boating Club in the Marlborough Sounds, says the hardest part will be finding a way to fund it. He says an idea to direct some of the levies on petrol tax into research from fuel purchased by boaties would open the door to too many competing claims. Mr. Connolly says the answer could be in registration of boats or in licensing.
Probably both would be brilliant, but one will be good enough. But my favourite, not that it would be popular, is a licence fee. You can go all around the world, but everywhere, most other countries have got a licence fee for sea fishing.
Dr. Bess's next public meeting is in Christchurch this Wednesday. The series ends in Napier in late September when a final report and recommendations will be formed and released to the new government. For Morning Report, Tracy Neal.